views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
That's right. January 28, 2014. It's number 65 since being in the YNTS studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230 in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and audio graded, and soon our seventh affiliate, Boost Radio Network, hopefully starting next week. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew. See, this is the type of song where I need to be on TV so I can show you my facial reaction. That's how excited I am. Welcome to the program, wherever you're listening from. I'd love to know, if you call in or you email or you tweet me, where are you listening from? My affiliates, they would love it. My phone screener, he would love it, and I would love it too. Smartphone, tablet, for example, iPads, Androids, iPhones, Android tablets, that's Galaxies, HTCs, all that great stuff. If you're traditional, like I am, desktop, laptop, that's, for example, MacBook, Sony Vios, the whole Surface. If you're listening from there, that's great. If you're in your car or you're in home listening to AMWBOQ 1230 in your local area, hope I sound okay. Thanks for listening to me. And, of course, from your TuneIn Radio app, all this information is right on yoandrewnts.com. We here made it easy for you to listen to me. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my assistant producer. Moon Summer, she is our voiceover personality girl, and she's wonderful. And she'll be, you'll be hearing her voice all night long. And then, of course, my spectator, my father, Teddy Giordano. He's always sitting here. And we're both very anxious because we're both news junkies. We have CNN right here in our studio playing. And we have the White House Gov playing on my laptop. It is State of the Union Address. And to me, it looks like election night all over again. I see Anderson Cooper. He's scanning a panel. I got Wolf Blitzer. I'm on the big screen on CNN pointing fingers all over the place. I feel like it's election night all over again. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's here. Got the little logo on the left corner, State of the Union, this many minutes left. I never saw such a thing in my life. Now, believe me, I love State of the Union Address. I've been watching it since I became a news junkie in 2010. I remember being in my dorm room screaming at the TV, yelling, no, I hate this. Now I have the proud chance to actually watch it and listen to it with you. And that's what we're doing here. We are going to play the State of the Union Address right here on the O'Andrew News Talk Show. We're going to go in and out of it, in and out of it. So we're not going to play the full hour. We're going to go into it, we'll listen to President Obama, and then we'll come out of it and we'll continue our broadcast the way we traditionally do at the end of the month. Now, some of you must be wondering, what's so great about this end of the month stuff? We are a once-a-week show. Yeah, we're globally syndicated, and we're glad, and we thank everyone for giving us the opportunity. It really is awesome. We, though, are on 2 hours a week, and we do a lot of work. We fix technical difficulties. We search many issues and topics. We book guests that are going to come on. Jets 101, Sports Media 101 writer Mario Scipione, he'll be on my phone line in the next 20 minutes. Give me an insight on Super Bowl Sunday. So we have a lot of fun, and at the end of the month, we really want to show you that fun. And we do it in four parts. We do main headlines and current headlines of January or the month we're in. We go into the box office numbers. Then we jump into truly weird stories. And then open phone calls. Open phone calls, our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. You can call in and speak about anything you want. Do you want to speak about President Obama? Let's speak about President Obama. You want to speak about the cold weather in your area? Do you want to speak about parental problems? Do you want to speak about what's better, real flowers, authentic flowers? By all means, call in. Because you do so much for us, and you've given me the opportunity to air on AM for the first time in my career this month, and the first time to bring this show to a much higher level, I want to give you that thank you. By you controlling the show for 20 to 25 minutes, and that's at the end of the program. So don't jump on your phone line yet, even though you could call in, and you can jump on the conversation we are going to have. I want you to, you know, hold on the phone. So let's get into main headlines here. And we had many this month. I want to get into Justin Bieber first. Bieber fever. Some of you are probably moaning right now. Oh, great. Is he really that important? Well, he's a main headline. I have to say, I don't know, we have to talk about Justin Bieber. I mean, I promise you, it'll be for 1 minute. I have to say, Justin Bieber, do you consider him a important figure? And of course, to a point, he is important because he is a role model. Many do look up to him. He will go down history as a very successful musician, if you like it or not. He's rocked the world on YouTube, a primary source to listen to new music and new music videos. He sold millions of albums online and physically in stores like Target, Walmart, Best Buy. He has been on the face of many. He's done that. Justin Bieber has done that. Justin Bieber, though, this past Friday, to really hit the headlines again, because he's done in the past, he was supposedly drag racing, and he was on drugs, and he was drinking under the age, and he was driving while drinking. He was arrested by cops. He didn't listen to them. He supposedly said, "Where are you taking me? What are you doing?" He smiled in his orange coat. He went to the judge an hour later, and I love when the cop said, "Thank you for taking us at this short notice." Apparently, the world got a stop for Justin Bieber. And they did. $2,500. He threw his hand in the air with the little thumb moving around his fingers saying, "Yeah, $2,500 is nothing." He then sits on his truck. He waved like Michael Jackson did. He posted on Instagram, him and Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson, when he was innocent, he went on his truck and he waved and all that stuff. Well, Justin did the same thing. Now, Justin Bieber, is this really true? Everything that just went on, is this true or is this a publicity stunt? And I think that's a really good question. Miley Cyrus, by the end of the day, we can all agree on that that was planned. Everything she did, she had a brand new CD, the music industry has changed, she wanted to leave the Hannah Montana, Disney Channel phase and move to this is Miley Cyrus, this is who I am, this is my hair, this is my face, this is my body, from the buttocks all the way up. And she's proven that. And that's what she did. She came out and she took the thumb finger and she did a little dance at the VMAs. And now look, when you think of Miley Cyrus, yeah, you think of all the disgusting things she did. But look what you just saw. You saw Miley Cyrus. This is who she is. Justin Bieber, though, is this true? I want to hope it is. Because if it is, I think Justin Bieber needs help. I think he needs to get away, not just from the people he's around. He's got to get away from his father, who supposedly he's not in any better shape. The mom's got to be more involved. His team needs to get him into a real intervention. He's supposedly in Panama. That's his intervention. That's him talking with people and sharing thoughts of how much we love you. I wouldn't be surprised if our tax money paid for it. Oh, probably. Probably gets tax breaks here and there. Why not? So that's Justin Bieber. Took over the headlines. His manager, Scooter Braun, said this past Saturday, around this past Friday night, and it was reported into Saturday, that he refused to join his team, get onto a plane, and the plane was supposedly on standby to get him out of Florida and get him into a real intervention. He stayed in Florida in his mansion, and then he met with his father. And then, of course, now he's in Panama, and I don't know where he is, and I personally at this point don't care. I actually gave my heart out to Justin. I read stories about him. I'm a big fan of Scandal. And if he really does need help, I want to give it to him. You're a role model. You're taking the industry by storm. And I don't think anyone should be on my TV screen portraying themselves as a selfish little baby. So if it's true, well, he needs help. He needs help. He needs serious help. And Selena Gomez, let's just say when she was caught by the camera, she had nothing to say. Clip two.
I come out here.
Oh, that's the wrong clip. Okay, let's get. I think here it is. Clip. It was clip five.
Think about Justin getting arrested.
What do you think about Justin getting arrested for his DUI?
Hey,
let him hug.
She loves the cameras. Thank you. She's walking all hot stuff. What are you walking happy for? You went back together with this dope. You were far away from him. Your album, Selena Gomez, that was her after eating supposedly a late night dinner with her best friend Demi, who's been friends for all these years. Ah, hey, I'm beautiful. I'm signing autographs. So you're not embarrassed that you're with this dope who supposedly needs help? But again, this is Hollywood for you. Well, let me move on here. Grammys. Let's get into the Grammys. This past Sunday, I don't watch the Grammys, and I probably never will, because the Grammys are not really my cup of tea. It's not something I'm going to run to the TV and, oh my God, I cannot wait to watch the Grammys. No, it's something I'm not really into. It never really caught my interest. This is, though, I posted this on Facebook, and it says this. We buy the albums, we go to the concerts, we listen to them on the radio, we listen to them on the iPod, we make them number one. What don't we do? Vote for the Grammys. Now, someone statused on my Facebook, she said, you can say the same about the Oscars. It's not the American Idol, it's the Grammys. There are a panel of music industry experts choosing the winners, and they are more qualified to be choosing the winners than the average person. Apparently, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm the average person. I'm not good enough. Because you got the Grammy Foundation. Apparently experts are choosing who? Is choosing Beyonce going up there half naked, shaking her booty. Then you got half of them who can't sing in concert. The other half who is spurting out racial slurs and words. Then we have a whole wedding on the stage to create public attention. I guess the music is, I guess the music industry is dying so much that we have to have a whole 32 weddings. And I'm not against it. That's fine. But you, why at the Grammys? I don't see any reason. I think I should be the one to vote. Again, I don't choose the songs that go on the radio no more. The DJs don't choose her songs no more. I don't choose the Grammys no more. Why not? Well, Grammys I never did. Why not? I have just as much of a say as the next person. I really want to get, I would love to get an expert on this program to tell me why Lourdes, royal, this is suddenly music. This is an expert that's going to tell me what's the tone of her voice. I don't know. Tone of her voice. Well, so many other headlines that went on this month, and we wish we can go more into depth with them. We had the shootings at five different campuses in 5 days last week. The shooting this past Saturday in Maryland. Governor Christie and his scandal. We also had President Obama and the whole text messages being monitored by the NSA. That was really bad by the president of the United States. He supposedly didn't know about it. That was something. And we also had, of course, the cold weather that kept us shivering all throughout the month. We are going to be going to commercial break. And then, of course, we'll be speaking to Mary Scipione about the Super Bowl, a big headline coming up next. We here on this program have teamed up with my friend Bern Bigham and her organization, Knockout Endo. Instead of me and this show giving money to her organization, I gave my donation in another way. We have created a professional commercial. Well, me and a company has created a professional commercial to express what her organization is doing and why informing and awareing and knocking out endometriosis, a like cancer disease for millions of women, is important. And after I play this commercial many times throughout the show, I want you to contact me. Well, I'm going to contact you to play this commercial and inform people why this is important. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up. To knock out endometriosis.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds. In that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism and movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings in one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you end up at the corner of, my coworkers are coughing, and now so am I, you need to get cough remedies fast. Luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner with Ricola cough drops for natural soothing relief and Robitussin cough plus chest congestion to control and relieve coughs. Because someone's got to work around here. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now, 8-ounce Robitussin is just $7.99 with your Balance Rewards card. Use as directed.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org. 100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Apparently, Howard Forrest hates Justin Bieber. Well, shame on you. Shame on you, Howard. I love Justin. He's my boy. He's my homie. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a fan of him either. Well, maybe Justin Bieber should be on the he should be on CNN right now. Again, we are about 35 minutes away from the State of the Union address, where 40 million Americans suddenly become news junkies like myself. See, when we do Truly Weird Stories next hour and Howard comes on, we should ask Howard, who's a sports junkie. He can bend my ear about the New York Rangers all day. Is he going to watch the State of the Union address? Write that in there. Write that in that little passage right there. Well, President Obama's heading to the Capitol. And Howard Forrest is also. Well, let me get to my guest. He's been waiting. He's been waiting patiently. And he does not want to hear about politics. He never did when I went to college with him. He's an alumni for the College of Mount St. Vincent in Riverdale, New York. He interned for SNY, Sportsnet New York, the official television channel and home of the New York Mets. He interned there in 2013. Staff writer for Sports Media 101 and Jets 101, Mario Scipione on my phone line. Mario, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Glad to be part of this as always.
Now, it's been a while since we spoke. How's everything?
Everything's pretty much been going, you know, still trying to find that first real full-time job since graduating college, but you know, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna listen to everybody and be patient and wait for the opportunity to come. But I have quite an opportunity coming up this week. So
now you were telling me off the air that Sports Media 101, who runs Jets 101, that you write at, and many of the other 101.com for many teams, you will be going to MetLife Stadium this Friday, and you might be talking to some New York Giant players, right?
I'm not going to MetLife Stadium, but I'm going to the MetLife building in the city, and there's going to be a lot going on in the city, and it's going to start, like, I'm not going as working tomorrow. They have the Super Bowl Boulevard, which is going to be full of big events, but what I'm going to do is Thursday at the MetLife building, I'm going to be interviewing Josh Brown, who's the kicker for the New York Giants, and I'm pretty sure I'll be getting his opinion on the game and all the festivities. You know, maybe some reflections on this past season. Right now, they're trying to get me booked for an interview with Justin Tuck, and it looks like I'll be going to a charity event run by Chris Canty, who right now he plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and he was a former member of the New York Giants. So it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, us being Jet fans, this is probably where you're probably going to get the most excited. I might be going to Jet House, which it's almost like a half-week-long event, and it's going to feature former and current Jets players. So players have listed, it's like Wayne Corbett, Chad Pennington, Antonio Cromartie, Jeremy Curley. It looks a lot of fun, and as I said, this is going to be a very big opportunity and a really great experience, it looks like.
And I've been noticing, Mario, during the whole Super Bowl, road to Super Bowl 48, here in New York, where I work and where you're going this week, it's always Giants going to interviews, Giants being at these festivities. Where the heck are the New York Jets? I know we haven't won one in 45 years. I love that, 1-1, 1-1. 45 years. Joe Namath is sitting there on his recliner waiting for someone to call him up. Hey, Joe, you want to come down? Do you want a drink? You want a beer? What is going on here? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I wish I knew that answer, but that's pretty funny.
See, you agree with me. Now, when you go to these events, oh, Tuck's going to be there. Manning, Tiki Barber, Michael Strahan. Oh, so how about Curtis Martin? Who? How about Geno Smith? Oh, not him again. I mean, it is sad. It really is. Well, while we are making fun of our favorite team, we are not supposed to say that. We are broadcasters now. Now, the cold weather is hitting here in the East Coast, and you are probably seeing it and feeling it. Cold temperatures, record low breaking throughout the East Coast. How do you think this weather is going to play out this Sunday?
According to a lot of the forecasts, they're saying in the range of 32, 34, 39. So that part's not going to be unusual. The only way I can really see weather playing a big part in this game is high wind. And for those of you who don't really know, the Meadowlands is notorious for strong winds. And the reason strong winds could play a factor is it could affect the kicking game in terms of the kickers may not be able to hit as strong as kicks as they can. Punting may be off, and field position could change drastically. And even for the quarterbacks, it could throw off their passing, and it might have to be a game of running. I don't know how the wind's supposed to be, but the temperature itself, it's not supposed to be as bad as we've been worrying about since New York and New Jersey was awarded the game. But and I don't hear really too much about snow, but I think wind will be the only way that the game gets affected by the weather.
Now, Mario, the Broncos and the Seahawks, when they come out on that field, you're going to see some players all covered up, bundled up in layers. Then you're going to see others with probably nothing on them, They'll be short sleeves. They'll be smiling. They'll be dancing on the sideline, doing whatever football players do. And I remember you told me that you played football in high school. Is it a strategy when a football player goes on the field with nothing on him in this cold weather, or it actually isn't a good idea after all?
I think it really depends on the player. For example, me personally, when I was in high school, I cannot play without sleeves in this type of weather. There are some players who don't really feel as comfortable with sleeves on. I can give an example of a player who's not playing. For example, Santonio Holmes of the Jets, he's actually said he hates wearing sleeves because when he wore sleeves in college, he tended to fumble a lot. And so there's things like that. And there are other players who, like, let's face it, it's an extra layer of clothing. Sometimes you can't move around as much as you normally can. Others, it's just whatever. They're used to it. Like, one example, I can give you one player who I do not expect to wear sleeves, and that's Wes Welker, because that's just the type of player he is. He's a tough football player. He's been battling concussions this year, but he's used to all this cold weather from his years in Foxborough with the Patriots, so that's one player I expect to not be covered up. Of course, you're going to see Peyton Manning covered up. He's going to have two gloves when he's throwing. He's going to have the blue long sleeve shirt. You know, I expect Richard Sherman to be pretty much all covered up. Russell Wilson, everything but his hands should be covered up. It really depends on the player because some of these guys, they're used to cold weather. Some of them, not so much. And let's face it, Denver and Seattle, they're both kind of known for their weather. Seattle, it's always raining over there. Denver, it's one of those places where it could either be really, really cold or really, really warm. So I think it's more of, it depends on each player because each player is different.
Right now we are speaking with staff writer at Sports Media 101, Jets 101, Mario Scipione. You posted on Facebook earlier today with this quote.
I understand
why New Jersey residents are upset about their home state getting little to no recognition from the media for the Super Bowl, but all the whining and complaining is starting to get very annoying. And before you comment on that, the coach, Pete Carroll of the Seahawks, when he entered the press conference arriving to New Jersey, was questioned by city council in New Jersey, Rich Boggiano. And this is what happened. Here's the clip, clip one.
I've always loved playing in New York, and I love the fact that I had a chance to be here for, you know, 5 years, and to have a chance to be a head coach in New York is an extraordinary honor, you know, because of the history and the following and all that goes along with that. Unfortunately, it didn't last very long, but it was a great experience, and I remember it well. And I'm really proud to come back here and coach in a game like this, the status and place that we once lived and worked. It's a special honor to do that.
Coach, I just want to say something. I'm Rich Borgiano with the City Council. You said you're glad to be back in New York. I just want to remind
you.
You're right.
You're right.
All right.
That's my bad. I'm talking to all the people on the West Coast that don't care about that, but you're right. It's great to be here, and we're going to be playing in New Jersey as well. And even when you were at the Jets, you know, we were the New York Jets, you know, but we were playing in New Jersey. So that's always been an issue. I understand. I appreciate that. Sorry I didn't straighten that out for you.
So Coach Carroll, he was in a pretty tough situation, but what's your reaction? I already actually read your reaction that you're getting pretty pissed off. Why is that?
I mean, listen, if I understand, as I said, why, because technically the game is in New Jersey. Media Day today was held at the Prudential Center in Newark. I get the frustration, but people understand it's a New York, New Jersey Super Bowl. Yes, Jersey just had Media Day. They're going to have the big game. But a lot of the festivities are going to be in New York City. Super Bowl Boulevard is going to be in Times Square. A lot of the big Bud Light hotel parties are going to be in New York City. And like I said, when it comes down to it, this Super Bowl was all about marketing in terms of picking location. Because what's going to sound more appealing to not just the American public, but maybe in the world public, a New York Super Bowl or a New Jersey Super Bowl. It's obviously going to be New York. And the fact that East Rutherford is in the New York metropolitan area, combined with the fact that MetLife Stadium has two teams that identify themselves as New York, it's a little bit easier to cover up. It's unfortunate. New Jersey should get a bigger share. But I'm getting sick of all the whining and complaining just because, to me at least, it's almost like it's turning into a New York versus New Jersey war over pride.
Yeah, and I remember when WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, came to New York last year, they were really showing New York and they really recognized New Jersey. I think the difference between wrestling and football is, well, who's the teams in the stadium? New York Jets, New York Giants. So I guess when you look at it, you're in their stadium, so you're going to recognize their state. Everyone's got a different opinion on it. Mario Scipione, Sports Media 101 writer, Jets 101 writer, thanks for coming on the program. We really appreciate it. One last question. It's a pretty simple one. Who do you think's going to win the whole thing, Super Bowl 48?
This is something I've seen coming since the beginning of the year. I said the Super Bowl was going to be Denver and either San Fran or Seattle. When the playoffs started, I said it was going to be Seattle over Denver. I'm going to have to – you're going to be the first ones to hear my prediction. I think Peyton Manning's going to get his second Super Bowl ring. I think Champ Bailey is going to finally get a ring. I'm going to go Broncos 20, Seahawks 17.
All right, so I'm writing that down. I'm betting a good $500 on it. I'm betting my whole studio on it. Mom, if you see an empty spot in your house, in the house next week, Mario, he was wrong. Mario Scipione, staff writer. We always have fun together around this time of year. It's the only time when we actually get along. Mario, thanks for coming on the program. We hope to speak to you soon, all right?
Thank you, Andrew. Fun as always. Enjoy the State of the Union, and I'll be coming to Staten Island real soon.
Well, we always have an empty seat for you right here in the studio. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
What a fun guy. Mario Scipione, Sports Media 101, Jets 101. Jets101.com. Go right there, and you can email him and speak to him about some football and get an update on what he's doing this week. He already shared he'll be right in Manhattan, where they're setting up his whole mountain of stuff. An update, President Obama has he's on his way to the Capitol, where he'll be addressing the State of the Union. It's a holiday for me, I guess. And Howard Forrest, my phone screener, we asked him, and he now said to me, I might watch it a little bit, but for the most part, I will not watch the State of the Union. Seahawks 24-21 over the Broncos. All right, Howard, I'm writing that down too. And then I'll do a heads or tails to see which one's better. When I come back, the number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. Call me. You want to speak about Super Bowl. You want to speak about Bieber or the Grammys and more headlines I'm going to be sharing in the next few minutes. Senators are arriving into their seats to listen to the president, and I'm going to go get something to eat. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive.
Don't get your message lost in the mail.
Anything
email
it takes
us on and
to educate
here
you
with this address.
To address the problem,
yoandrewnts.com.
That everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings in one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
I want to be when you're older.
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at OKToTalk.org. OKToTalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. Remember when this song came out? Kiss from a Rose by Seal, 1994. I was driving home from work, and I was listening to 90s on 9, and this song came on, and oh my God, I haven't heard this song in a long time. My brother, he loved this song, and this was back when I was a kid. So what we used to do, he ran to, if it was The Wiz, or one of those small CD stores that my mom used to know about. Sadly enough, there's not many anymore. iTunes probably took them all away. It's amazing how that changed. And he used to get this whole CD. Didn't like any other song. He loved this one song. So back when I was a kid, you had to buy the whole 13, 14 song CD to listen to this one song. I was a little bit different. When I told my mom, I said, Mom, I want to go. I want to buy the CD. I want a song. We used to always run around, and we used to run for a good 2-3 hours. Excuse me, do you have the song, just this song in the CD? No 12, 13 songs. Sometimes we didn't know the song, and we used to have to tell the sales guy to go on his computer and play music over the speakers throughout the whole store. And we had, okay, that's the one. Okay, there it is. Thank you. That's what I used to do. It wasn't long ago. That was the 90s for you. Today, Mike Cousins, search on Google, type a few lyrics, there it is. You have Shazam, you have Spotify. If my brother wanted this song, he just jumps right on iTunes, 99 cents. He gets it from his friend. Oh, I got it, I'll email it to you. Not allowed to, it is illegally sharing. Here you go. Those were the days. Give you an update on the president. President Obama and his motorcade did arrive at the Capitol. Joe Biden, vice president, has arrived. Shaking Speaker of the House, John Boehner's hand. They're there. I don't know why I'm doing this repetition of words tonight. They have arrived. They're both now standing, awaiting for the president. Now they're all sitting around, talking, chatting, laughing and smiling. Nothing's wrong. Half the country hates you. They call you the do-nothing Congress. But hey, why not? All of them are standing. And they're going to be waiting for the president. And then he'll go up and he'll speak. One thing you have to give credit to President Obama is when he's standing up there and speaking for the whole hour. I have friends in my class who couldn't stand up there for 5 minutes without being scared. This man's up there for 1 hour. 40 million are watching it or listening to his speech. He's standing up there with a bunch of composure, staring right through. No, nothing in the world is going to stop him. I give him credit for that. What I don't like about the State of the Union address is clapping, because that's all you get to hear. Clap here, clap there. If the Republicans really want to get directly to the president and distract him, just keep clapping and just don't stop clapping. Just clap for 3 minutes. All right, 180 seconds. All right, everyone sit down. I know Sean Hannity, Fox News host and radio host, he's in the audience. The congressman brought him down. He can lead it. Apparently, clapping, it's all you get to see. It's all you get to hear. My name is President Obama. Clap, 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 clap. Thank you for voting for me again. Clap, 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 clap. You know, I'm really hungry. Who likes McDonald's? Clap, clap, clap. President Obama can say anything he wants and they'll clap. I want one thing to go wrong and then all the clapping stops. All the... Ooh, that would be a cliffhanger. What happened to the president and the union of address tomorrow morning on Good Morning America? That'll be it. That would be the day. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. We do have a tweet from Mario. Thank you for a fun interview. I always have fun on the Orange News Talk Show. #YNTS. We're going to retweet that. Thanks. Really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. We always have fun. Especially at Super Bowl. Football. America's pastime of events. Now they're awaiting the president's speech. Like I said, the next hour, we do go into truly weird stories, end of the month. We are going to go in and out of the speech and through the clapping. How don't you notice this by now? Clap, 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 clap. I actually did a little experiment with myself. Yesterday, it was 2 days ago. CNN, they were showing a whole range of State of the Union addresses. It started to become a yearly thing with Roosevelt in 1934, to throw you a fun fact in there. Ronald Reagan, when he did his State of the Union address, I was eyeing the clapping, and I saw clap, clap, so at least I know it's not brand new. Everyone's been clapping for years. What I noticed was last year, they don't just clap for the president, or President Obama to be more exact. They stand up for him. Clap, 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 clap. One stands, all the Democrats stand, and all the Republicans sit down. Now, that hasn't changed. If the president is a Democrat, and in this State of the Union he is, his opponents, the Republicans, will not clap, or they'll do a little slow clap, or they'll sit down if everyone gets up. But that's what President Obama gets. He gets a lot of the standing ovation. My name is President Obama. I'm standing up now. Clapping. Standing here. I'm standing. All right, sit down. Everyone sits down perfectly. All right, back to my mic. Oh, got to stand up again. Okay, here we go. I can go on. I'm having a lot of fun tonight. You think I'm lying? You guys are going to laugh. When you're sitting here and you're watching the speech, you're going to be eye-candying anyone that stands or claps. You are just going to be laughing. It's not going to be a speech for information. It's going to be a speech for fun and giggles. Somebody asked me, why aren't you taking this seriously? Because the State of the Union address is really what? He goes in front of Congress for the first time in how long? He should be in that chamber a lot more time speaking. He should be in there when there's a whole debate going on about a debt ceiling. The president should be in there. He should be speaking more. He should not be sitting in another room across the world saying, good, don't do nothing. Don't do anything. So when I come on and I start speaking and telling the whole American public that they don't do anything, I'm going to be the hero. And I'm going to use my little ruler and throw my executive action everywhere I go. I want minimum wage. I want gay marriage. I want marijuana now. I want more money. I didn't get enough money, and they're going to get paid back. I want to tax the rich who earn their fair share. I'm not going to attack the real issues of term limits, the real issues of voting, the real issues of a balanced budget. No. Good, fight. Stand, bow down to your fair leader. It's between President Obama and Queen Latifah. Bow down, dude. Really, really gets me angry, really does. Because that's all this speech is. It's, hey, how you doing? If you remember, I'm the president. And I'm speaking to you tonight about what I want to do. And I'm going to do it because I have the power to. And that's great. I'm glad you do got the power. But you have the right to speak with your colleagues, if you like them or you don't like them, and get something out of it. What's this going to prove? It's not going to prove anything. President Obama, there have been reports that he wants to speak on immigration. And there's been reports he's going to speak about the minimum wage. He'll probably go into great things about his health care plan. President Obama's going to mention all the good things. He's not going to mention the bad things. He's not going to mention something that he just heard of yesterday. He's not going to speak about scandals they got away with. He's not going to speak about term limits in Congress. He's not going to speak about what we want him to speak about. He's going to speak about what he wants to speak about, and he's going to get the opportunity to. The State of the Union address with President Obama. Here he is. Clap, clap, clap. That's all I'm going to see. Clap, clap, clap. It's funny because when you say it so many times, it really gets annoying. It really does. They're weighing the president's speech now. I want to get into more of these headlines, but it looks like State of the Union is taking over the show, so I'll just stick with that. I'll stick with the State of the Union. You have all these experts that are going up there and they're talking about all it. Talking about, well, the president should say this, and the president should do that, and Congress should do this. How about we just get things done? See, State of the Union is just... The president loves the State of the Union address. He likes it because he tells you, this is what I want. And this is the people that could bring it to the table for me to sign. 8, 9, 10 months later, if that doesn't happen, he would not feel obligated to take the ruler, like I mentioned, and slap it onto the table. That's what it comes down to. He loves it. This is a great way for him to say, good, this is what I want. They can't do it. Let me give all the power. I saw comments on the Huffington Post Facebook page when they were reporting on he wants to use executive action. Many of them were saying it's about time. The only reason why you say that is because you agree with something he agrees with. So you want it. If you disagreed with something he agreed that he agrees with, and let's go into President W. Bush for a second. If President W. Bush, well, you know what? No, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney said, I want to use executive action if I was president today. I want to use executive action to repeal President Obama's Health Care Act. You know how many liberals, how many Democrats are fighting, saying, no. That's abuse of power. He's taking advantage of the American people. How the whole world would just turn upside down. It's because you disagree with an issue. I disagree with executive action altogether. I believe it's about conversation. I vote for Congress. I vote for the president. And for me to make my society a better place, guess what we have to do? We have to come together and we have to make a better place. When I come back, State of the Union address, we're going to cue into it. And then we are going to get into truly weird stories. Me and Howard, this is the fun part of the month. I know, some of them are really weird.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.